This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump deployed a mixture of diplomacy and barbs in his joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May in London on Tuesday. Trump said the U.S. is committed to a phenomenal trade deal, in his words, with Britain as the country prepares to leave the European Union. He praised outgoing British leader May, saying she's done a very good job. Trump, who has publicly backed Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her, predicted an agreement for Britain to leave the EU will happen. He described opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who has been critical of Trump, as a negative force and said he would not meet with him during his Britain visit. Meanwhile, thousands of demonstrators have thronged central London to protest Trump's visit, although, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Trump is downplaying it.
The president says all he saw was love and spirit.
There were thousands of people cheering.
The protests?
I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say.
But they did happen. Thousands gathered in London's government district not far from where the president was meeting British leader Theresa May, carrying signs, gawking at the baby Trump blimp, and at a robotic likeness of him sitting on a golden toilet, holding a cell phone, shipped to London from Philadelphia.
He's just everything that I really detest.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China has denounced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for saluting Chinese student protesters who defied the communist government in a prolonged and deadly standoff in Beijing's Tiananmen Square 30 years ago today. Pompeo called the students the heroes of the Chinese people and said he had hoped that China would develop a more open, tolerant society. This is VOA News. President Trump said Tuesday it's more likely than not that next week he will impose a new 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico. Trump offered his assessment at his London news conference alongside British Prime Minister Theresa May, even as U.S. and Mexican officials continued talks in Washington about the tariffs and the surge of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the United States that Trump wants to block.
Millions of people are flowing through Mexico. That's unacceptable. Millions and millions of people are coming right through Mexico. They could stop it very quickly, and I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said Tuesday he believes a deal can be reached to avert imposition of the tariffs. But if not, Mexico plans to announce its response on Thursday. It remains unclear exactly what the Trump administration would consider sufficient migration control to not impose tariffs. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba in retaliation to the country's destabilizing role in the Western Hemispheric region. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hemp in Washington.
News reports say the younger sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has appeared in public for the first time in more than 50 days. Reports said Kim Yo-jong appeared Monday applauding at a sporting event seated near her brother and his wife. The show in Pyongyang marked the beginning of what is expected to be a five-month series of propaganda ceremonies titled The Land of the People. Kim Yo-jong is a senior member of the ruling party. Her appearance follows reports by the Chosun Ilbo newspaper that she'd been ordered to stay out of sight following failed nuclear negotiations with the United States. And another anniversary takes place today. It's the 100th anniversary of the day Congress approved a U.S. constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote. Passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was approved first in the U.S. House of Representatives in May 1919. The Senate approved the amendment on June 4th of that same year. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.